I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, February 16th. A young man was shot and killed in a car on Taffrail Road in the Germantown section of Quincy last night. Happened at about 6:30. Victim was in his late teens or early 20s. Reports state that the victim was shot while driving a car, then crashed a short time later. Police have not identified any suspects, but a witness reported a number of people running away from the scene of the shooting. Anyone with information is asked to contact police. Quincy City Councilors want the Quincy Retirement Board to appear before them and explain the theft of $3.5 million from the city's pension fund. The theft occurred a year ago when an email phishing scam convinced one of the fund's investors to transfer the money to a bank account that was not part of the fund. News of the theft was not revealed until earlier this month. The retirement board says it is not commenting during an investigation. The Quincy School Committee will hold a special meeting tonight to discuss the face mask policy in the schools. State education officials say the mask mandate will expire on February 28th. However, local school districts may enact their own mask policies. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch is hopeful that the school committee will vote to follow the state guidelines and lift the mask mandate on the 28th. Also tonight, Koch is expected to announce a contract agreement with the Quincy Teachers Union. Massachusetts changed its advisory on face masks yesterday. In updated COVID guidance released by the Department of Public Health, the advisory no longer recommends that everyone wear a face mask, regardless of vaccination status. Instead, masks are now recommended for unvaccinated people and for those with underlying conditions or other risk factors. Masks are still required for everyone in certain settings, like public transportation and in healthcare facilities, per federal rules. Governor Baker brought back the face mask advisory, but not a mandate, for everyone in late December, as the highly contagious Omicron variant caused a sharp spike in COVID cases. But virus levels have dropped dramatically in recent weeks, and the statewide positivity rate is down to 3%. Many communities like Boston continue to require the use of face masks in indoor places. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, February 16th. A young man was shot and killed in a car on Taffrail Road in the Germantown section of Quincy last night. Happened at about 6:30. Victim was in his late teens or early 20s. Reports state that the victim was shot while driving a car, then crashed a short time later. Police have not identified any suspects, but a witness reported a number of people running away from the scene of the shooting. Anyone with information is asked to contact police. Quincy City Councilors want the Quincy Retirement Board to appear before them and explain the theft of $3.5 million from the city's pension fund. The theft occurred a year ago when an email phishing scam convinced one of the fund's investors to transfer the money to a bank account that was not part of the fund. News of the theft was not revealed until earlier this month. The retirement board says it is not commenting during an investigation. The Quincy School Committee will hold a special meeting tonight to discuss the face mask policy in the schools. State education officials say the mask mandate will expire on February 28th. However, local school districts may enact their own mask policies. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch is hopeful that the school committee will vote to follow the state guidelines and lift the mask mandate on the 28th. Also tonight, Koch is expected to announce a contract agreement with the Quincy Teachers Union. Massachusetts changed its advisory on face masks yesterday. In updated COVID guidance released by the Department of Public Health, the advisory no longer recommends that everyone wear a face mask, regardless of vaccination status. Instead, masks are now recommended for unvaccinated people and for those with underlying conditions or other risk factors. Masks are still required for everyone in certain settings, like public transportation and in healthcare facilities, per federal rules. Governor Baker brought back the face mask advisory, but not a mandate, for everyone in late December, as the highly contagious Omicron variant caused a sharp spike in COVID cases. But virus levels have dropped dramatically in recent weeks, and the statewide positivity rate is down to 3%. Many communities like Boston continue to require the use of face masks in indoor places open to the public. The statewide mask mandate in the schools will end February 28th. Attorney General Mara Healey announcing that Workout World agreed to pay $62,000 in fines and will provide full refunds to thousands of customers after charging former Boston Sports Club members without consent. Healey said that after Boston Sports Club closed and filed for bankruptcy during the pandemic, Workout World in Waltham and Canton improperly assumed over 3,100 Boston Sports Club memberships without written consent from customers. Workout World is also accused of sending misleading emails to customers about their membership status and charging for memberships that customers didn't agree to. Workout World must void any membership obtained from Boston Sports Club's Waltham and Canton locations and provide full refunds. Healey's lawsuit against Boston Sports Club for charging members despite being closed in the early months of the pandemic is still ongoing. A new study shows there are fewer mental health providers at a time when people need them more. The Association for Behavioral Health Care in Massachusetts conducted the survey at the height of the pandemic. Study found that for every 10 clinicians entering the workforce, 13 are leaving. The number one reason clinicians reported leaving their job was the salary. For patients, when demand is so high, it means waiting even longer for care. The Behavioral Health Association recommends insurance companies start paying clinicians more. Last week, the results of another study determined mental health care needs have increased in the state. One in four people in Massachusetts say they need help. Four Massachusetts Registry of Motor Vehicle drivers have been fired after the agency said it discovered about 2,100 drivers were granted licenses without having to take a road test. An internal investigation by MassDOT and the RMV has determined that starting in April of 2018, about 2,100 customers were given road test passing scores by two road test examiners at the Brockton Service Center without taking the road test. MassDOT said it first noticed suspicious activity regarding some customer accounts back in 2020 and launched a probe enlisting the help of law enforcement. Two road test examiners and two service center employees were fired as part of the investigation. Letters have been sent to customers who didn't complete the road test. If a customer doesn't take the road test within 10 days, their license will be suspended. MassDOT said since making the discovery, additional preventative measures have been put in place, including instituting additional controls in the system used for license transactions. Well, the number of Democrats running for Massachusetts governor has dropped by one, with Harvard professor Danielle Allen announcing yesterday she is winding down her campaign for the state's top political office. Allen, who has little experience in elected office, didn't give a specific reason for pulling out of the Democratic primary. She did say that despite its progressive reputation, Massachusetts makes it hard for non-traditional candidates to gain access to the ballot. Allen had announced her candidacy back in June. Her decision, she would have been the first woman and first black woman elected governor had she won, comes less than a month after Democratic Attorney General Mara Healey announced her candidacy. The only other major Democratic candidate is State Senator Sonia Chang Diaz. Former State Senator Ben Downing, the first Democratic candidate in the race, was also the first to drop out. Republican candidates include former GOP State Representative Jeff Deal, businessman Chris Doughty, and Shiva Ayyadurai, who in 2020 lost a Republican primary bid for the U.S. Senate. Now, first responders in Massachusetts will be allowed to treat and transport injured police dogs to veterinary hospitals under legislation signed into law by the governor yesterday. Nero's bill was named for the canine partner of slain Yarmouth Police Sergeant Sean Gannon. Gannon was fatally shot in 2018 while serving an arrest warrant. Nero was also shot, but because of state law, EMTs were not allowed to treat or transport him. Nero had to be rushed to the animal hospital in the back of a police cruiser and survived the shooting. The new law will permit emergency personnel to treat injured police dogs and bring them to veterinary facilities as long as there are no injured people still requiring a hospital transport. Supporters had argued that police dogs face danger from guns, narcotics, and even explosives, and that letting emergency personnel provide basic treatment and transport is one way to honor that service. A check of business news this morning. Stocks bounced back yesterday. The Dow was up 422 points. The NASDAQ rose 348. The S&P was up 69. Global stocks also higher. The currencies are higher, and oil is up to over $93 a barrel. In sports, Celtics beat the 76ers 135-87. They will take on Detroit at the Garden tonight at 7:30. Bruins lose to the Rangers in a shootout 2-1. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, partly cloudy and a high 44. For tonight, clouds and a lows in the low 30s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and a high 61 degrees. Rain moves in tomorrow night and turns quite windy overnight tomorrow into Friday. Gusts of anywhere from 50 to 60 miles per hour with heavy rain and a high Friday, about 60 degrees. Some scattered snow showers are possible Saturday, the high 40. For the boater, waves about 2 feet, wind out of the south and increasing to 15 to 20 knots with gusts of 30 knots today. High tide right after 11 a.m. Sunrise at 6:38, set at 5:17. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, February 16th.